crash course for the ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
We'll be right back.
Yes, indeed. That is Yes on WMFO in Medford. Welcome to the program. It's Acoustic Ceiling. I'm Vin Maganzini. On today's program, we have Henry Cobb. He'll be playing some flute music for you and yours, and I hope you tune in to the whole program. It's from 4 all the way till 5 o'clock, and listen to Henry Cobb. We'll have some musical insight, some music from him. And guess what? You don't have to be a tough student. You don't have to pay $65,996,000 to hear this program. You get it free. You get it free and commercial free. That's right. Next year, Tufts University is going to charge $68,976 to attend this university. Guess what, folks? You don't have to pay that to listen to this program. This is Acoustic Ceiling. This is WMFO. I'm so happy to be here with you right now, and we will start the program right after this.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
And your friends who have a heart here on WMFO in Medford, we start off acoustic and then we go above and beyond the acoustic ceiling. And what better way to start than with Judy. Judy is next. This is Judy, and listen to the words, listen to the song. Check this out. I'll be back with Henry Cobb right after this song. WMFO Medford.
Three gates in the east, three gates in the west, three gates in the north, three gates in the south, that may
Collins right there with 12 Gates to the City on WMFO in Medford, and it's time to smash through the acoustic ceiling. And welcome, Henry Cobb. This is WMFO in Medford, and Henry, welcome to the program.
How are you doing?
Talk a little loud in there, please.
How you doing, man?
Here we go. Okay, Henry Cobb is with us. This is WMFO in Medford. If you have any questions, any requests, call 855-915-9636. A lot of people are excited that I have Henry Cobb on the program. He brought his flute. He brought himself. And Henry, what's shaking?
Oh, man, I am, I'm sad. I'm really sad that we just lost another great musician, Delmar Brown, great piano player. He did a lot of work with Pat Martino, and he worked with a lot of people, and he was very well known here in Boston, and just a great piano player, and I'm so saddened that he just passed. I think it was yesterday or the day before.
You worked with him, Henry?
I saw him with a number of friends I know that have worked with him at Slade's. He's played with Frank Wilkins and Stan Strickland and Tim Ingles and Sad Davis, and a lot of close friends of mine have performed with him. And I saw him. The last time I saw him was about 4 or 5 months ago. He sat in with the band at Slade's, and Frank Wilkins was leading his band, and Delmar Brown came and sat in, and everybody was all excited. Delmar Brown.
Delmar Brown was young when he passed away, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Was he in his 50s?
I just found out about it today.
I think he was in his 50s.
I hate to start off on a bad note, but
I know
we've been losing so many great musicians.
We lost Chuck Berry recently. We lost James Cotton also.
Cotton. I feel like, you know, they're passing the torch on to me because I'm still alive, and it's
a hot one.
I gotta keep the culture alive.
Yeah, you gotta
do. You know?
You're doing it with your flute. Hey,
do you want to do the best I can?
Do you want to give the folks out there a little taste of Delmar Brown? Delmar Brown. I have a song here that's just about a minute long. Do you want to give them a taste? We can even talk over it.
No, just play it.
Oh, we're gonna play. Like, this is Delmar Brown, folks, and we're gonna be talking about it. And hope you like it. Check this out. A song called "My Friend." Do you know this one, Henry?
Here we go! All the way!
So a little taste of Delmar Brown. He passed away, and someone that Henry Cobb has deep affection for, and we're very sad to see him go. And Henry, any words about Delmar Brown?
He was a great piano player and a singer and just an all-around entertainer. You know, when he took the stage, you were being entertained. Mm-hmm. You know, just wonderful guy. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he must have died young. He looks like he's probably in his late 50s, I believe. Maybe, perhaps 60 years old, but I don't think much beyond that.
Too young.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, Delmar Brown, we will miss you. Henry T. Cobb, I have you here in the studio. I want to know about you. You came to Boston in the 1970s, and you went to Berklee School of Music.
Yeah. I was so happy in 1976. That's over 40 years ago.
Can you believe it?
I'm telling everybody how old I am.
Yeah.
And when I came to Boston to study at Berklee,
mm-hmm.
I was a percussionist.
Right.
And a lot of people around town know me as a flute player. Oh, I know that guy. I've seen him, you know. Mm-hmm. And I came here to study vibraphone. I wanted to study with the great Gary Burton.
Mm.
And if you didn't get on the list to study with Gary Burton, like the semester I had,
mm-hmm.
Then it would be all filled up and you had to study with one of the other guys. So I was very fortunate. Even though I couldn't study with Gary Burton, I studied with a guy named Ed Sandin.
Ed Sandin.
Ed Sandin was my professor on vibraphone.
Okay.
And I didn't know what instrument I wanted to play when I was in school. I was a composition major, and my main instrument was percussion at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started playing flute. And I married a flute player. So I was just like, I was playing everything, anything I could get my hands on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing in those days because people at Berklee were going there, but they didn't graduate. Somebody big would always come and pick up these students mm-hmm. after a year or two and take them on the road, and then they just start playing with them. But they didn't even care about graduating. They
crazy.
Just did a gig with somebody big, and that's the way it was.
And they went off, you know? Off and on their way.
Nowadays, people go there, and they actually get their degrees, and they graduate. It's funny.
It is funny. Yeah. This is WMFO in Medford. If you want to ask Henry T. Cobb a question, call 855-915-9636, and we will put you live on the air. You can hear this program on your computer. Just put your computer on WMFO.org, and you can stream it. And it's also going to be archived for the next 2 weeks. All you do is you go to WMFO, you hit schedule, acoustic ceiling, and then today's date, which is April 1st, 2017, and you hit play and you can hear this program. I'm sure lots of people want to hear this program again and again. And your friend in Australia, this is a shout out to her. She's probably listening right now on her computer. Would you want to say hi to Susan?
Susan Burns, if you're listening, this is a shout out to you, baby.
There we go. Sweet. So Henry Cobb is known as a flute player, mainly. And he's played around Boston. He's played in Cambridge. And he'll be playing some music for us. Henry, do you want to talk about your flute playing, or do you want to break it out and just go?
It's just such a long story, and I really hate to talk about myself.
Okay.
You know, and but I can tell you a few things.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you can, because there's no one else here to tell the story. So, Henry, go ahead. Tell the story. This is the story of Henry T. Cobb.
Before I came to Boston, I had established myself pretty much around Rochester, New York. And that's where the Eastman School of Music is, world famous Eastman School of Music. And I had performed as a teenager with a major symphony orchestra as a percussionist.
Excuse me.
And
sorry.
I came to Boston wanting, like I said, wanting to study with Gary Burton. And it was just like, it snowballed from there. I met so many, mm-hmm. I either studied with or had the opportunity to perform with so many great, I mean, like celebrities, big people.
Sure.
You know, so I was just like a little kid from the country.
Did you grow up in New York? Were you from the Rochester area?
Outside of Rochester, New York, I grew up in a small town called Caledonia.
Caledonia,
about
wow.
20 miles south of Rochester.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. But I was born in Kansas City.
Oh, then you went up north.
Yeah, so
what do you know?
I figured that's where I got my jazz roots.
Mm.
Even though I left there when I was a baby, it was just the fact that I was born there. Mm-hmm. So I got my roots.
So
I could swing the beat a little bit. You
so you headed north to Rochester, then you headed east to Boston. Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
I
can't say enough about the opportunities that I've had being in Boston. Because Boston now is a mecca of just great, great musicians. There's so many incredible musicians that have come out of Boston.
Mm.
And I'm proud of the community that I live in.
Beautiful.
And being associated with so many just well-known people.
Mm-hmm. You know,
just because I live in Boston.
No.
It's amazing.
We're happy to have you, and we hope we got some calls in here, some people asking questions about Henry Cobb's life and Henry Cobb's music. And what kind of flute do you play? What kind of flute is that one? Is there any like a name brand like thing in the guitar world is name brand guitars, but in the flute world,
I have played a variety of flutes over mm-hmm. the years, and I've lost instruments. I've had them stolen, and I wound up playing a little cheap student model. Just you know.
Mm-hmm.
I played all kinds of junk flutes and, you know, just anything that's got any halfway decent quality, I'll play it.
Did you start off with the recorder? Is that what you started playing with, the recorder?
As a matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
when I was studying, before I came to Boston, I was studying with Ted Eshizawa at Genesee Community College in Batavia, New York.
Oh, wow.
And he was a graduate of Juilliard.
Sweet.
And, I took every course that they had at the community college in one semester.
Mm-hmm.
But he got me started playing the recorder.
Mm.
And from there, I stepped up to the flute.
Okay, we have a caller. This is WMFO in Medford, and let me get you on the air. Hello, caller. You are on the air with Vin Maganzini and Henry T. Cobb. How's it going?
I just want to say... long time, first time. I have a two-part question. Mr. Cobb, what are your Canadian influences? And also...
Can you hear him?
What is the most famous flute? Is it Mozart's The Magic Flute, or is it the flute from Super Mario 3 that wins?
Can you hear it?
I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Okay, thank you, caller. All right, part of the question was, the magic flute, did that influence you, or I think it was Super Mario? There's like a flute in Super Mario, you know, with that funny tune they play. I think that's what. For obviously, jocularity abounds with that second half of the question. But did Mozart influence you, Mr. Cobb?
I can say honestly, I am really, really fond of Mozart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
you would call him Wolfie. Wolfgang, get it? All right. No, but you listen to a lot of classical music?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mostly play Baroque.
Mm-hmm.
I like Handel and Vivaldi.
What's beautiful, if you haven't
heard... J.S. Bach. I'm crazy about Bach.
If you haven't heard it, you would really enjoy Chopin's music with flute. There's he wrote a series of songs, I think a dozen, maybe two dozen of songs, and they're piano and flute, and they're really beautiful, very very simple but mm-hmm. awfully nice. I think you would enjoy that quite a bit.
Well, you know, the Baroque era, what I'm talking about, the Baroque era was from the 1400s to the 1600s,
mm-hmm.
And then after that came Beethoven and Mozart and all those other guys right around the late 1700s to the 1800s. But I really like early music, even before the Baroque era.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the listeners would like to hear something from you. So do you want to do it now? Or should I play maybe one song perhaps and then we'll break out the flute and just go wild? What do you think?
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think I'd like to just listen to something for the moment.
Okay. We talked about Thelonious Monk. You want to play a little bit of Thelonious Monk?
Oh, you know, last year I was at the New England Conservatory, and I had the opportunity to meet Thelonious Monk Jr., his son.
Sweet.
And I sat and I listened to him mm-hmm. talk for about an hour, and he told all kinds of stories about his dad. And I got a chance to meet him and shake his hand and talk to him. Just a wonderful guy, you know.
Thelonious Monk's dad?
And
Thelonious Monk?
Thelonious Monk was born April 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be celebrating, I don't know, however old he would be if he was still alive today.
He's the monk, man.
And they have a new album by Thelonious Monk that's coming out as well. So.
Is it like old recordings they But put
his,
together?
His son is incredible. He's not just a great player. He's an educator as well.
Cool.
Thelonious Monk Jr.
Okay, we're going to play a little bit of fun music, and then Thelonious Monk will be right after this. Check this out. A little fun music on a Saturday. Check this out. Get ready.
Piccante questa barretta di carne. A carne.
Ah sì?
I miei occhi. Okay. Thelonious Monk time. And the tune you wanted to hear, was it...
Well, you needn't.
And, well, you needn't tell me that, because we're going to get Thelonious Monk right here on WMFO, and I hope you enjoy this. Mr. Cobb, any other words of wisdom before we put this on?
Thelonious Monk was just a real genius, you know. He had a hard time because, you know, his music was kind of odd, and a lot of people didn't get it at first. But he's just a great, great piano player. He's one of the greats. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I know. Thelonious Monk, he played a wild kind of piano, didn't he? I mean, it was not like... It was sort of unorthodox, right?
Well, he played with a lot of dissonance.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Let's hear some of that dissonance.
People thought he was hitting wrong notes.
Okay.
But he wasn't.
Let's make sure he gets it right.
He knew what was happening.
This is Thelonious Monk with Well, You Needn't. That is Thelonious Monk on WMFO in Medford. And right now, folks, I have a real treat. I have Henry T. Cobb live in the studio. He's going to play a song that John Coltrane really jazzed up. The song is called My Favorite Things. And are you ready, Mr. Cobb?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay, live on Acoustic Ceiling, Henry T. Cobb, take it away.
I hope you recognize this, because when I start off, I'm playing it a little bit out, you know, and I'm doing it purposely, and I have a lot of fun with this tune. I'm going to stretch on this tune, but when I start playing the melody, I think you might get it.
Sweet, Mr. Cobb, that was beautiful. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Talk to us, Mr. Cobb. He wants to ask you a question. And whenever you're ready, that was very, very nice. And I wonder what Tony Bennett would say about that. Let's see. I think he would say that's one of my favorite things. Listen to Tony Bennett. Sing it, Tony. Figures, he's not singing. I wanted to say something at that point. Okay, I'll get him in back in a second. Anyway, caller. Hello?
Hi.
You're on the air.
I've been a big fan of Korn since the days of Shoots and Ladders back in 94.
Oh. Okay, wait one second. Henry needs to get his headphones on. And one moment. And you're on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was saying I've been a big fan of Korn since 1994 with Shoots and Ladders.
I can't believe you got them in the studio. Is it possible that they can play Freak on a Leash?
Do you know that song, Henry? It's, he's playing with this, the horn. He does not play in corn. It's...
Oh.
Okay.
I'm feeling sad.
Henry.
I simply remember my favorite
Tony Bennett.
Things. Yeah. And then I don't
okay.
feel.
It's too big.
So bad.
Nice. Henry, you make me feel great, and, anyone out there who wants to call in, give us a call at 855-915-9636, and we can have a chat. Henry, that song sounded so beautiful, and you really play a very intense way. I mean, you really grab the notes, and well, you don't let them go.
You know, it was originally from the...
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music.
Yeah, my favorite things.
And Julie Andrews.
Yeah, and Rodgers and Hammerstein.
And then when John Coltrane did it, it just blew my mind.
Oh, absolutely. And McCoy Tyner on piano. And, gorgeous stuff.
One of the things that I did, you know, he always played with Alvin Jones on the drums.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I did when I first came to Boston, when I was still a student... I kind of stumbled into this church called 12th Baptist Church in Roxbury.
Mm-hmm.
And the minister there, his name is Michael E. Haynes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one that baptized me. But his brother was Roy Haynes, the
Roy.
Great drummer who played with John Coltrane. And I'm like, wow. I just, like, stumbled in the door, and I meet, like, Roy Haynes?
Mm-hmm.
He's 90 years old now, and he's still playing.
Oh, that's sweet. Sweet.
amazing.
That is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another caller. Hold on one second. Get this caller on the air. Okay, caller, you're on the air with Henry T. Cobb. Go ahead. Hello? Hello? Turn down the radio if you want to talk on the air. A lot of callers do that. They want to call and listen to themselves talk. Hello, caller. You are on the air with Henry T. Cobb.
Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, who's this?
Sarah and Emma.
Hey, hi, Sarah and Emma. Do you have a question for Henry T. Cobb?
We loved My Favorite Thing. This is awesome.
Yeah, cool. Hear that? Love it. Thank. What else do you want to hear?
Wow.
Do you want to
Thank
hear, like,
much.
Feeling Groovy or something? Do you know Feeling Groovy? Do you know that? Because that's kind of a pipey, you know, flutey song.
I'm sure I could pick it out, but it's just not a regular part of my repertoire.
Okay. Do you have any other songs that you would like to hear?
Anything would be fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling, and have a great day.
So glad you like my music.
Bye-bye.
Okay. If you want to call 855-915-9636, you can talk to Henry T. Cobb. Just tell him, give him a piece of your mind, give him some encouragement. I know that call just made Henry T. Cobb smile, and wow. When he smiles, he lights up the room.
Okay.
Hey, you wanted to talk about your flute. Tell us about that flute.
No, I don't want to talk about my flute. Does that have... So many flutes over the years.
I messed up that one, huh? That was my messing up sound.
Yeah.
So you don't want to talk about your flute. What do you want to talk about, Henry? Because the time is slipping away. Just flew past. It's already, we only have 15 minutes left, Henry. Can you believe that?
I've got two or three flutes now. Well, I've got two or three flutes, and I've actually got a Chinese flute that I play.
A Chinese flute?
Yeah.
It gives a different sound?
Oh, it's an extraordinary flute. Mm. It was given to me at Christmas time, this past Christmas,
mm-hmm.
by a friend of mine, he's a flute player himself.
Mm.
And I couldn't have been more flattered. A Chinese flute, and very well made. Just made out of bamboo.
Does it have this kind of sound? Is this it? Is this the kind of sound? Chinese flute?
No.
Well, that's just... not this part. This part. Come on. Here.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the sound.
So how does like this type of music, what does it do to you, Henry?
It takes me across the Pacific and it brings me right there.
Sweet.
Yeah. And I've been asked to do performances for Chinese people.
For tennis people?
Chinese people.
Chinese people, sorry.
And I'm like, well, geez, I don't know any of these songs like that, but they just like my sound. And they said, I don't care what you play. So I was playing for a group of Chinese people, and I just played Amazing Grace, and it was like, cool.
Can you play Amazing Grace?
Yes.
Oh, sweet. That'll be nice.
But the thing was, I was playing it on a Chinese flute, you know, the wooden bamboo flute.
Mm.
And it's got a little membrane that goes across it, and it's got that, like, humming kind of sound.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a beautiful flute. Very, very nice instrument.
Let's hear some Chinese flute. This is WMFO in Medford, and listeners, we have another Henry T. Cobb live performance right here in the studio. This is pretty exciting. I'm very chuffed. And Henry, are we ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay, lay it on us. Henry T. Cobb live. This is No Punga, Only Chunga. Play it, Henry. Amazing. Amazing Grace by Henry T. Cobb. Thank you very much. That was really a beautiful rendition. This is Acoustic Ceiling, and if you want to send any comments or send money or send anything like a CD to play, send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 53065, care of Acoustic Ceiling, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. And guess what? I'll play it, I'll talk about it, and we will appreciate it, especially around the WMFO donation drive. Again, WMFO, care of Acoustic Ceiling and Vin Magazzini, P.O. Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Henry, That was really beautiful. I hear you're excited about the Red Sox coming. They're starting on April 3rd, of course. April 3rd is their first game. Oh, any thoughts about the Boston Red Sox?
Well, we don't have Big Poppy no more.
No, no Big Poppy.
Yeah,
Little Poppy's gone, too.
I still got to hope we're going to win, though.
Jolton Poppy is left and gone away.
I love playing outside of Fenway Park. The Red Sox have actually hired me to play inside the park.
But you refused, didn't you? You wanted to play outside the park.
I prefer to play outside the park. I see all of these regular season
I think this is going
to
be the last... We have one more caller. So
I see all the time, every year, and they come by, and I just get so happy. I get so tickled when I'm playing for those people.
You play at Fenway Park.
That's Red Sox Nation. That's real, you know.
That's sweet. And what's sweet Boston, is this caller. We have a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just want to say that we're in our dorms. We've been loving listening to this music all day. This is fantastic. My question for Mr. Cobb is your favorite football player Doug Flutie?
Is your favorite football player Doug Flutie?
Is my favorite football player Doug Flutie?
Thanks for the call, caller. And what do you think of... Oh, a joyous laugh.
It took me a while to get there.
Oh, jocularity abounds. This is WMFO in Medford.
I dig the flute.
He digs the flute. He digs it, yes. And I think we have another caller. This is great. Okay. No, we don't have another caller. If we have another caller, I will put you on the air. And if you want to call in, 855-915-9636, or send a message on our Facebook page, it's WMFO Acoustic Sailing, and I will read your words. Okay, Henry, getting back to the Red Sox, what do you think about the Red Sox? The Boston Red Sox. Henry T. Cobb. Go ahead.
I don't know. You know, their rival is the Yankees. They hate the Yankees. But, you know, I don't know. Every year they just always wind up, you know, getting towards the finals. You know.
But the thing is, Henry, is it hate or is it love? Think about it. I mean, if you hate something passionately, you probably, on the flip side of things, love them passionately.
Well, they have such devoted fans.
Exactly.
Like, if they have a bad year, you know, the fans, I don't know, lately they've been kind of like, you know, just like they think every year they're supposed to win the World Series.
I know, that's a silly notion, isn't it, now?
But when I'm down there outside the park, I see a lot of those hardcore, really devoted fans.
Yes.
And it's just beautiful.
Do you call them bleacher creatures?
I get such a good feeling, you know, being down there and being associated with them, you know?
I like it. I like it a lot. I remember back in the day when a Red Sox ticket was only about $8 or $9. Remember those days? That was a long time ago, Henry. Yeah.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, take me out to the ball game. That's what I would always sing, and I have a feeling you would sometimes play that. It sounds like a cue, doesn't it?
Sounds like many times.
Oh, sweet. This is going to be a live, rousing rendition. If John Henry's out there... I got Henry T. Cobb here.
I must say that.
He charges a pretty penny to get to play at your private party, but he will play, and he's going to give us a little take me out to the ball game in just a moment or two. Go ahead, Henry. What did you want to say?
Over the years, you know, the way I play take me out to the ball game, it's just changed, you know, it's become a really... sophisticated arrangement. I went into the studio and I recorded this with Steve Tapper, and I did it with two flutes, or actually three flutes.
Mm-hmm.
And now the way it changes every year, and it keeps transitioning, and I have a specific arrangement of Take Me Out to the Ballgame.
This is going to be...
It's a little bit out, but
it's going to be a rousing rendition. We are so thrilled that you're going to perform it with us right here on Acoustic Sailing. And Henry, get yourself ready, and I'll talk it up. I'll do the intro. This is WMFO in Medford. Every Saturday, you can start your day off with Mike on the mic. He starts early Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. He's on for 2 hours. And then it's something about the women from the time from 11 till 1. And then it's Brian Young with Crash Course for the Ravers. And We Won't Get Fooled Again. We will listen to Crash Course for the Ravers. And then it's Acoustic Sailing from 4 to 5. And right now, Henry T. Cobb, he's licking his lips. He's ready to go and take us to the ball game. Very nice. That was beautiful. Hey, that was flute music by Henry T. Cobb. Take me out to the ball game. Very, very sweet. Very different, too. Hey, yeah, we didn't get a chance to talk about it. What do you think about Jethro Tull? Are you a fan?
I've seen him perform numerous times.
Yeah, and...
I really liked him when he first started. And I still like him. I think he's a nice flute player.
What do you think of his tone? Here's a bit of his work here.
I'm more into flute players like Rassan Roland Kirk and Eric Dolphy. Okay. And Hubert Lage, Naji.
How about Paul Horn? Do you like Paul Horn?
You know, everybody says that James Galway is like, you know, the best flute player in the world. And I really like James Galway, but I actually like Jean-Pierre Anpaul.
Jean-Pierre Anpaul?
More so than James Galway. Mm-hmm.
Check out.
We have a flute player here at New England Conservatory, Paula Robeson. She's one of my favorite flute players.
Nice. Check out this. What is that called, Henry? Is it called trilling? Hear that? It's like a little kind of thing going on. Well, what is that?
I didn't hear it.
Okay, well, check it out. It's like... Hear it? That sounds like a pig. I don't know what that is.
Is this Tull?
This is Jethro Tull. Yeah, Ian Anderson. Sounds kind of bird-like. Like a bird learning to trill.
He does this very unique thing.
What does he do?
He hums through the flute as he's playing the notes.
Do you like that or no?
He got that from Rassan Roland Kirk.
Now we know. This is WMFO Medford. Henry, it's 5 o'clock, believe it or not, but we can continue on just for about 2 minutes more, and we'll have to say goodbye to everyone. What, Henry, is some words of wisdom that you've heard over the years for